And land that you might use for raising hay, you'd call that a
hay meadow.
and land that's got water standing on it most of the time.
Well, I'd call that a frog pond.
Okay.
About all it'd be fit.
What else could you have? What would you call real overgrown land that's
Well, overgrown land would grow timber, and just let the timber stay there and grow.
Where would people go duck hunting?
On the lakes and moisture places.
What else is like a marsh?
Like a marsh. I don't know, that's it. Be a lake, a slough, or something.
What about a swamp?
Well, a swamp, you can take a swamp, it's thick. But it'd just be a swamp down in a creek bottom somewhere. Vines, bushes, and trees growed up on.
Say if you wanted to drain the swamp, what would you dig to drain the water off?
Pick the lowest parts and go to keep the, my ditch going to the left, lowest part, where the water goes. Water has a runway going east all the time. Dig it going east, start down there and come back up and hit the water and just keep digging, let the water run in and grow.
A small rise in land, you'd call that a
What?
A small rise in land would be a little.
We call them knolls.
What else do you have besides knolls?
Well, you have nothing but gullies and knolls. Some knolls you find it come up on a sand, high sand place. It's, that's what you call a knoll.
What's a gully?
A gully is where it's washed out water, runs, and cuts a gully.
Is it very big?
Some of them will wash out 8 or 10 feet wide and 4 or 5 feet deep if there's much water coming down.
What if it's just a little bit of water that's washed?
They just cut a small ditch down there. Hill, it always goes downhill.
Would you ever use the word knob talking about land?
Do what?
Would you ever use the word knob talking about land?
No.
What's a whole lot bigger than a hill?
Mountain.
Have you ever been up in the mountains?
I went through them.
In Tennessee?
On a train. Took my overcoat and put on my head. Indian went through, I seen the lights pop up, smoke coming out, just put my overcoat on my head and stayed there. I think we went about 2 miles there in Arkansas. But I didn't get scared but one time. It was on top of that mountain, a train is going right around the edge of it. You look right out the window and you look a half a mile down in, right down a cliff to the water down there, the lake right around the mountain.
Right down the?
It right down beside the window. The train that's going around, right around. Looked like they're just going right around the mountain. And they were running too, and it looked like that dirt was caved out from under the edge. The tire sticking right at the edge. It busted under there. Whole thing and went down.
What do you call that rocky side that drops off real sharp?
Yeah, it, they cut